Mr. President Pro Tem and members of the National Legislature here present, Your Honor, Chief Justice and Associate Justices of the Supreme Court, Mr. Dean of the Supreme Court Bar, President and members of the Liberian National Bar Association, judges, magistrates, doyen and members of the diplomatic corps, members of our regional institutions, the SRSG and member of the UN family, distinguished special guests. As you said, Mr. Chief Justice, it is the last time I have the honor to address you as your president. The next opening of your esteemed body will be in the first quarter of 2018, after the inauguration of Liberia's next president of the Republic. My government inherited a failed state, and in the past 11 plus years, working with you, all of you, in full cooperation, we tried to strengthen our democratic institutions so that together, they guarantee the peace and prosperity for future generations, so that they are not owed or subjected to the whim or will of any one leader or group of leaders. I brought to the task great inspirations and anticipation as I promised to tackle a long-standing issue of integrity. It has been a challenge. It remains a challenge for our government in all branches and at all levels. The legacy of 30 years of conflict, where rent-seeking behavior was a way of life, continue to haunt us. I stand by the example that I set and the way of life I have led, and I welcome the scrutiny to which all of us who serve the public must be subjected. In the meanwhile, as I bid you farewell with our historic elections before us, honorable leaders and members of Liberia's highest judicial body, please make our country proud. Please stay united in the dispensation of justice. Be an institution beyond reproach, independent, doing the people's business, only the people's business. Our democracy can only be sustained through you. Honorable Justices, I thank you for the cooperation which you have had with the executive branch. I thank you for the courtesies and the cooperation which you have extended to me. May you be guided as you make the critical decisions that will have lasting implication for our dear country. God bless our country as we go to the polls, and God bless the people of Liberia.